Right. Just a little background. We're actually going to take up in more depth the Sugya of Nosi Tam of Gam. This is just like the introduction to it. I'd like to get a basic definition down, which we'll use when we go back into the actual Sugya. But the Gemara kind of deviates and briefly allows us to wade into Nosi Tam of Gam. But then we're going to quickly give a svara for that, and then get into the next chunk, which is the hardest part of this entire Sugya. Okay? So Ayin Hamabez, let's read from Tan Rabbanan.
That I'm sure is here.
Halokeach klitash mishu min ha'ovdei kochavim. Someone purchases a kli from a non-Jew. Devarim shalonish kamish behen. Matbilin.
So meaning what? Say that the guy never used it all. Okay?
Yeah. Matbilin behen Torah.
Okay, good. So what do you do? If I buy it from the non-Jew, and he's never used it before, okay? Do tefillin, you're good to go. Okay, next.
Devarim shenish tamish behen al yidei zonin. But kalim that were used for cold food.
Good.
Could go on kosos, ketonios, witzolochios, like cups or other stuff.
It's good, it's fine.
Medicha.
Which means?
That you should rinse it out.
Right.
You might be lying.
Right.
And then you should topple it behind Tor.
Right, because we're going to assume there's going to be like some possibly some amasha stuck to the plate. It's going to wash it off. Okay? Wash it off. And then you have to do tefillah. Okay.
Devarim shenish tamish behen al yidei chamin. But kalim that were used for hot foods.
Right. With key, what's the key thing here?
Boiled.
Remember, always a liquid medium. Liquid medium. Right. So you boil vegetables, whatever. Okay. What's halacha?
Magilin.
Can I just ask a quick question? What are you boiling it on?
A fire.
No, the food's in the water.
Food's in the water.
The thing that's giving off the time.
Even though the pot's being touched by fire, it's not the food in the fire touching it.
Correct. Right, because remember, whatever, maybe when we get to a little bit more noticing Tom down the road, maybe, we'll get into how Tom works. But for now, the primary Tom's coming from inside the pot. Right, so let's say you have the chazer and you're boiling chazer water. So now that's getting into the inner walls of the pot.
Versus
the fire on the outside.
Barbecue, where
barbecue,
the
right.
Fire and the food are all
the grill. They're all like one big happy family. Okay?
Happy all right. Family. That's funny.
Yes.
Sorry, go ahead.
Okay, good. So that's Hagala. And then afterwards, you got to do Tzvila. And then finally, Dvarim.
Shenish Tamish Behen Al Yidei Ha'or. Things that were used actually on the fire. You go in Ashfudim Beha'as Kolos. Like the spits or the Askolos.
Okay, so we know this already. All right, we know if I buy a kli from Walmart, at least putting Tucker's issue to the side, if I buy a kli from Walmart, see, that's why I like it, he pops up. But if you buy a kli from Walmart, at this point, you still have to do tefillah, right?
Yeah.
If you get a used kli that was used for cold, you have to do hadacha, then tefillah, hagala, tefillah, libun, tefillah. Okay, good. So what's the issue? Vikulan, so what does the Gemara say?
Vikulan, shenishtamish behen.
Yilabe, which means what?
That this wasn't done. You know, he needed to do like a tefillah or a galah, and he didn't.
Right. So tanichada.
Tanichada aser.
So if I didn't do that, let's say I didn't do what?
You used it and didn't do tefillah.
What?
You used it and you didn't do tefillah.
Right. Meaning I cooked. Let's say I cooked in it. Okay. And then I did tefillah. Well, again, our focus is going to be more on cooking in it. Right, so I buy the kli. I know that the guy used it for cooking chazer. Right, and what do? I cook, I cook beef in it. Okay? Okay. So tani chada asr. So once she just says, it's asr to eat that. Okay? Ostensibly, why would it be asr to eat it? Because what's happening? Right, always remember that. You got to think in terms, I know it's hard to anthropomorphize it too much. But in other words, this is the idea that there's tam chazer in the inside walls of the pot. I put my beef in there and start cooking it. What's going to happen? That tam chazer is going to get into the beef. Okay? All right? Is that clear? Corpuscles. Corpuscles of tam. Okay? Okay? Okay. And the other sheet that says... And one sheet that says it's mutter. Okay? Now, meaning, this is important. because I've done this a number of times. It's important to understand. No sin tam, meaning, no one's denying that there's tam chazer getting into the beef. That's not the debate. That's not the issue. Everyone agrees it's tam chazer getting into the beef. Question is it still mutter to eat? Okay?
This is only assuming of your nafsa. It's only assuming it's past the first day.
Hold on. The ha, come on. Okay, so what's low kasha? So there's no kasha, right?
Ha, come on to Amar, no tin tam of gum, usser.
Okay.
Ha, come on to Amar, no tin tam of gum.
So it all depends on which shita you hold like. One major position is no tin tam of gum is usser. Okay? Usser. The other shita holds no tin tam of gum is mutter. Okay? Why would you say one over the other? We'll see. We'll have to investigate that. Okay. Keep going.
Laman to Amar, no tin tam of gum mutter.
That is a problem. But the Shido holds that no Tam Kam is mutter. But 1 second, Giule of the Kochavim, what does that mean? No. It's good you think that way, but you're right. But you're kind of right. So it's like a similar concept. Giule of the Kochavim is referring to the fact that non-Jewish kelim that are used for tray food, so they have Tam that's in them, in the pots, okay? So the Asar Rahmana, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Asar for us, to remember, going back to the clay midjam, when they captured those kalim, there were two issues they had to resolve. One is, these things are treif. The second issue is tefillah. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you may not eat from these kalim, right? If you cook in these kalim, it's a problem. Because, gi'uli olei kochavim. Okay? Right? So, hechi mishkachas la. Okay? So how could it be, he's going to hold, how could it be in general, okay, that what we should say is what? Exactly. Right. It's okay, because there's something behind the scenes we have to be aware of, which is okay. Meaning, after 24, there's two ways something could be nosing tam lefgam. Okay, one way it could be lefgam is if the presence of food A of tam A makes the food I want to consume worse. Okay, so I think I gave an example yesterday. If I have a cup of coffee and I use a coffee cup that was used with locusts. Okay. Locust flavor is not something that will make my coffee better, okay? But that's not the type of losa tam I'm talking about here. Okay, talking about here is that when they captured those kalim, the tam had been in there for more than 24 hours. And so there's a general principle, which I'm not getting into how that works, okay?
It hasn't yet, but...
What do you mean?
You said answer the question. It hasn't been there for
months. Right. What did I say?
It said it has.
What?
It said it has.
Has.
It said it has been.
Right.
It hasn't, and that's how we answer.
Yeah, understand 1 second. If it's more than 24 hours in general, okay, that's what you pass him. I mean, in general, so Tom becomes a pagam, okay. Well, then within 24 hours, right, it would not be considered pagam at this point.
Within 24 hours, make your coffee taste good.
No, that's one kind of gam. One kind of gam is the immediate effect of this Tom with my food.
The other kind
is that we'll call it, the word I like to use is stale. There's a difference between saying that there's something that makes my food taste better versus something that becomes like stale. That's not really what it is, but it's easy to think of it that way. So after a certain period of time, if you leave it out, it becomes stale. They get that idea from remember this talker? They get it from Basos Masriach. You leave meat out overnight. What happens? It starts to rot. Tom goes through the same thing. Tom becomes like it goes through this process of becoming like rotty. What? What? That's why I said stale. Right. Go back to putting your head down. Okay. Down. Okay. All right. Okay. So, what's the Gemara's answer? So, the Gemara says, "Am Rav Chia Barei Rav Huna."
Lo Asra Torah, Yela Kedera Bas Yoma. The Torah only Asra'd a Kedera that was used in the past day.
Good. Delav.
Delav no Tei Tamak Gash.
Who? Okay. But Mikan Veilach. Oh, sorry, before we get to that, that's right. Okay, so what does that mean? So it means within that 24-hour period of time, okay, it's called Ben Yoma, or Bas Yoma, and therefore, what's happening? So now, that chazer is mashviach, right, makes better whatever food you cook with it. So the time it's coming out from the inside of the pot, if I cook my meat in this pot, okay, the time that's coming out of the pot that has chazered it into the meat is doing what to the meat? Making it taste better. Is that clear? Okay. After 24 hours, what's going to happen to the...
It's going to make the meat taste worse.
Good. Is that clear?
No. Clear. I don't know.
Facts.
It's going to be a pagam to the meat.
Great. Okay, a little more on the Gemara. Sweet, we're going on a little more. Mikamba Elak. Okay, fine. So Mikamba Elak Lishteri. One second, you're telling me that from that point on it should be mutter? It's Gemara's question. How could that be? So the Gemara says, Gzira.
Kedera Sheina Bas Yoma. Mishum Kedera Bas Yoma.
Okay, so what are you going to say? What do they do?
After that 24-hour period, put a Gzira on those pasta, even though they really should be mutter, because one might come to use a pot that was used in the past day. So there's Gzira that they are to us.
Okay, good. Now the Idach. Now go the other way.
The Idach and the other one.
Isn't that assuming that Tom is Gzira's?
Yes.
Isn't
yes, but that's not going to take that up. That's a good question. Go on. Right. That's the difficult part. But the other sheet just says, no, that as soon as I take out my, let's say the non-Jew makes his chazer, okay, the moment he takes the chazer out, what does the tam start doing? But yet?
And it's
usher. Okay, usher. Don't worry so much about the raisa. Awesome. Okay. Okay, so now you have a very strange machlokas. Okay. Let's put aside the gzira of Eino ben Yomo and ben Yomo. Okay. the main machlokas I want to take up is very simple. Is nosin tam lefgam mutter or asr? Simple as that. So what do you say?
Yeah.
Come on, so. Good. That's probably residual, but let's say good. In other words, it is. Okay. The first step you have to take is that. Is that this is one of the issues when it comes to Tom Gecker, when it comes to understanding what Tom is, right? So this Gemara is a pivotal Gemara in understanding this concept, because on the one hand you can argue that, well, what's getting in there? Like you guys were saying, right? You're right, what's getting in there is chazer, okay? But there's another, but we have to understand, how does Tom function? We did this last year. So, but in order for Tom to function, what's the function of Tom? What is its function? What is it there to do? Enhance food, right? So if it's not functioning to enhance the food, right? By definition, it's no longer. Well, you can't say it's not tam at all, but I'm saying it can't have any halakha consequence. You understand? There's two logical ways you can look at it. You can either say that halakhically speaking, what's happening here? There are if I opened up that piece of meat, what would I find in it?
Pork.
Yeah, I understand. I would look at them and say those are the finest corpuscles of chazer, right? But the other way to say is that it's very nice, but the fact is, insofar as its relationship to the basar, what is it doing, right? If it's not being mashbiach, if it's not functioning as to enhance the flavor of the meat, then how can you even say it's an issue? That's a nosi tam. That's one way of looking at nosi tam is gone.
Okay.
Baruch Hashem. No, I did this a couple years ago. Okay, let me ask you a question. Think about this for a second, okay? Okay. There's two ways. This is why I think it's not just contrasting when he says no stam gam. There's something he's bringing at a certain point. What? Okay, maybe. I don't know. Can I say it first? Okay. 1 second. So what happens when I take the food? What happens when I take the food? What happens when I take the chazer out of the pot? Okay? So there's two ways you can go. Okay? One thing you can say is that the moment I take out chazer from the pot, okay? So what's going to happen is when is the chazer, all right, emitting the greatest quality of, or quantity, but with quality, of mashbiach, okay? When the food is in there, right? I actually had the chazer in there, being in there is emitting its tamness to the greatest extent. The moment I take the chazer out, by definition, the process of degradation begins. But it's still mashbiach. Okay, there's still mashbiach there. Think about it like this. Think about it, there's mashbiach and pegima, and now what's going to happen over time? Just listen.
Genius. Holy crap.
Okay. What's happening? So when he says nosin tam gam azasar, he's saying that you never really... What? Maybe. There's never really an idea of... What do you call it? There's never really an idea of a pure pegima. Because when you take the chazer out, what does he mean nosin tam gam azasar? He's saying... Because it's all a spam. Well, there's no need for it. The point is that... Right.
That's what we care about.
Okay. But the other side is going to say, no, the other side is going to say that what happens? The moment I take the chazer out, what happens inside the pot?
Right?
Right. But there's still mashbiach. So it's only at the point where I can say definitively there's no more mashbiach anymore that pigam can kick in and therefore be mutter. Okay? You understand? In other words, it's a question of, they both agree, no, it's not a Matthias thing. They both agree that the phenomenon coexists. Okay, that they agree with. Question is, for lack of a better term, what they're emphasizing. One side's saying that you always have pegima present, right? And you're not going to tell me that if I ate chazer within an hour, that it's mutter, right? So, but yet there is some reality of pegima present, meaning he's giving some chashivas to the pegima, even though it hasn't been completely expressed. The other side says no. The other side says that pegima is an idea that only emerges once the mashbiach is gone. Okay, but as long as there's some type of mashbiach in there, it's usher. But as soon as that mashbiach is gone, then the tam ceases to function as a tam, and I can say it's lefgam. But the first side says no. There's no idea of it ceasing to function in such a way. Now, when I take the chazer out, what do I have taking place? I have a, what do you call it? There's some pegim, there's also some mashbiach.
Right, but obviously,
Askula. Okay. So remember, we have this spit. Okay? So what's the lacha by the spit? So the Gemara says, Milavnin Ba'or, which means what? Right, so the libun. Okay.
Gotta get a white hat to.
So we should have a problem with this, right? This seems to make sense. Again, going on one basic principle, okay? Right, in other words, the deeper, yeah, you have to learn this way, but the deeper the iser penetrates into the walls, the stronger method to remove it. Meaning, boiling in water, right? Well, this isn't true, but it's just a way to think about it. Boiling water, vegetables with water, let's say, does 50% penetration, and the same method that that caused the time to enter into the wall of the pot has to be used to get it out. Okay. Well, I'll tell you the reason why. Because let's say I did libun. The reason why I had to say it that way is if I did libun on something that required hagalah, it works, right? So that's why you have to say that. Okay. Okay. Libun though, if I fire it up. So now the chazer is getting in, let's say, 100% penetration into the walls of the clay, and therefore I need a 100% extrusion method to be used to remove the tam. And that would be libun. Okay? Okay? The Gemara says, if that's true, the hatnan... In the Gemara. That Tanya, but then it's also about Tanan. It's really about Tanan. Kachim. Okay, now, before we go on, let's get our facts straight, okay? By Kachim, okay, this is one fact you need to know. When I bring a korban, let's say shlomim, okay, I'm allowed to eat that shlomim until when? The night of, okay? And the next day, what happens to the status of it? It's called nosar, which means it becomes asr. Okay? Is that clear? Right? Okay, so if I have a kli and in it is my korban, okay, that night it's permitted for me to eat the korban, okay? And then by daybreak, what happens to the status of that meat? It becomes nosar and therefore asr. So the Gemara is going to say, v'hatanya, by the shvud, magilin. But how is that possible? You don't get more stira than this. This is the king of stira right here. Because, okay, so the Mishnah, our Mishnah, that's why, by the way, they say it must be talking about a Mishnah. It was stira Mishnayas, okay? One Mishnah tells us that if I cook chazer, if I barbecue chazer, okay, on my spit, what must I use to get rid of that chazer? Fire. It was entered into with fire, and it must be removed with fire. Okay? Pay attention. Okay? But when it comes to kachim, okay, all the Mishnah says is that, and remember, how are kachim cooked? A korban.
Meaning, you're in your house, and you get like your fifth korban thing?
No, you're by the base of my dash, and it's cooked in a, it's roasted on the fire. It's roasted, yeah, you have a shvud. Whatever, yeah, a grill. But just
you don't have grills on the
spit. A spit. Oh, it's a spit. It's on the spit.
Are you going to eat it?
Yes.
No, you're not going to eat it.
That's not the problem. The problem is that I left it on the spit, right? And now, right now, what's the status of it? Usser, okay? How do I kosher the spit now? What do I do with that spit? But this is a daily problem in the base of Mikdash. But what do I do with the spit? What? Okay, you think I have to do Liban. And yet, what do I have to do? Hagala. What? How, it is crazy. But it's a serious problem. Massive. So now comes, for those who don't like these kind of Gemaras, that comes a sequence of like four answers.
I like the
one. How far ahead did you get?
I went
3 years. It's wild, right?
You met it first, you leave one, then you do a Gala.
You buy this?
What?
What?
What? You mean that third one? I don't. We didn't do the first one yet. All right. So what's the first answer? What? Yeah. Hold on. Let's do the first one. So the Gemara says, "No, Amrele." Bray, right? So Rav Sheshet says to Amram, his son. He always says, "Amram, my son. Amram, my son." Right. So. Okay. So he says to me, one second. What do you? Yeah, you can't compare Kachim to Gule Ode Kochavim. Why? Because Bala. Okay. They're two separate. No. Don't criticize that. The Gemara is saying right now, it's saying they're incomparable. Why? Because by the case of Kachim, what happened? Well, again. Right. One second. So what happens? So the Kachim, the Korban, which is kosher or mutter, okay, its tom is bolea into the walls of, let's say, the spit, okay, but by the case of the non-Jew, the chazer, it's, which is usher from the get-go, meaning what's the difference in the cases? Why are they different? Because in one case, it starts off as isser and is usher all the way through, but this case is incomparable because it starts off as mutter and it's bolea in as being mutter. So how can you compare them? Okay, so what's he saying? What's Rav Sheshet saying? He's saying this. He's saying that, well, there's a big difference, okay? Because, okay, this is the wall of the pot, okay? Okay, now, bolea means going in, right? So what's going in here, let's say this is the case of the kachim, and this is the case of the guy, okay? By the case of the kachim, God, what's going in is heter, right?
Why should that affect the physical position of corpuscles?
The blue
sense.
One works, kind of.
Okay, look.
Corpuscles
should
be the same.
Wait, I understand. Well, look. Okay, this is heter, right? So what goes in is heter, right? And we'll call this a stopping point. The heter stops over here. Then it waits around until alos. And then what happens then? It becomes usser, okay? But here, all along, what was going in?
Isser.
Bam. Usser all along. Right. Okay, right. So you got two weirdo things. One bizarre thing is, again, as Rob is about to ask, who cares? At the end of the day, what's coming out? Usser. But then there's also Ellie's question, which is that, well, then what does that have to do with Haggala? Because what are you going to tell me? You're going to say the reason why it requires Haggala is because it went in as heter, so it didn't penetrate as deep? What does that mean? What does that even mean? What does this mean? So look at what Rava says. Rava says, I'm a Rava. He says... Right. So what does he say? Tzvi, what does he say? Kikapalit. Right? At the end of the day, who cares? What's coming out? Right? Isur kapalit. Right. What's coming out? What's exuding? Isser. So what do we even care about what goes in? At the end of the day, we know one thing for sure. At Alosa Shachar, this is usher, right? And this is usher. Palat means to exude, coming out. Bolea is going in, Palat goes out. What? Right, okay. This is very problematic. Okay, next. Let's keep going. Let's set the next one also. It's very, very difficult to define. Okay, what's the next thing? Oh, the Gemara can ask that as a possibility also. That's a good question too. Hold on. He says, "Why? Who says we can learn from one to the other?" What? Hold on. Go on. So I'm really Elo Amarava. Okay. So when we said Haggala, okay, we didn't really mean Haggala, right? We're saying that not only do you require Liban, but you also require Shtifa, okay? Okay, the Torah says, Umorak Vishutaf Bamayim, okay? That what is required to do for Kelim in the Beis HaMikdash, they have to be washed out, okay? So it's using the vernacular of Haggala, meaning, didn't really mean Haggala, it meant washing out, Okay. Right? Colloquial. All right? Nami shtifu marika. Right? Okay. So Amarle Abaye, hold on. Amarle Abaye. Is this so? Really? Is this so?
Really, the case is you do
Elamar Abaye, right? Now, this is very. So, excuse me, Amarle Abaye, me dummy. Right, that does, you're wrong, because Mariko Shtifa means cold, right? Hagala means hot. What? So what was he thinking then? What was Abaye's Havamina? Okay. Oh, sorry, Rava's Havamina. Okay.
Not Havamina, he holds that.
He holds that, right. Okay. Now let's do one more step. This is a very hard step, okay? I'll show you. So Ella Amar Baye, Yagid Alav Reyo. So this is kind of like what Svi was, yeah, Haimos is kind of hinting to this, okay? So Yagid Alav Reyo means that, okay, we can learn one to the other. Okay? You have two Mishnayos, okay? We have two Mishnayos. Now, this sounds like a methodological thing, but there's a Svar here also. There's a methodological principle about learning from one to the other. And what is that? Tzvi, read Tanahaka. Okay. So here we learn what? Libun, right? V'hu adin lehagala. Tanahasam hagala. V'hu adin libun. So what does that mean? What? No, what do you mean either or? What, one more time? Okay, okay, meaning, okay, good, 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 okay. Wrong. What it means like this. You know what you need? Both. Meaning, this is how you learn. It's again, on the surface, it's very simple logic, okay? This Mishnah says, Kachim equals Hagala. This Mishnah says, Guy equals, what do you call it, Libun, right? So what do we say? Tanavareo, meaning join them together, and it gives you one overall principle, that whether it's Kachim or Guy, what do you require? Both Hagala and Libun, or I should say Libun and Hagala, okay? That's kind of odd. What? No, no, we're past Shifa Rika. That was before. You need Libun and Hagala.
Right.